morning. Time again for Moments of Melody, a 5-minute capsule to help you begin your day with a song. Here's a little poem from the scrapbook. There are books in the making and books in the store. There are books on the table and books on the floor. The library and stockroom have books piled up high. There are more to be written and more I must buy. Historical novels, biographies too. Each week brings a dozen, exhausting who's who. There's fiction that's truthful and there's fiction that's trash. There's the orderly volume and another mere hash. There's a new book of science and a book of the play. There's a book of the year and the book of the day. There are books to refer to and some to ignore. There are books that will thrill you and others will bore. But the book of the ages of balance and power is the book called the Bible, the book of the hour. Exhaustless its treasure, eternal its store. All the good of the others you'll find here and more. Gospel according to Dr. Luke, and chapter 3. The word of God came upon John, the son of Zechariah, in the desert. And he went all over the country round about Jordan, announcing a baptism whereby men repented to have their sins forgiven, as it is written in the book of the sayings of the prophet Isaiah. There is a voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, straighten out his paths. Every valley is to be bridged, and every mountain and hill leveled. And the windings are to be cut straight, and the rough paths made into smooth roads. And all mankind is to see the saving power of God. John the Baptist was a voice for God. God needs those today who will speak out for him. But a man or woman who speaks for God must listen first.